I think we're holding on the Rosh and Dalam Beis. V'mina lehu anoah elamayata. So Baya said that this is what the Rabbanon in the Beis Medrash were saying, that the Pasuk says bo lifnei Hashem. By Zov, it has to mean that on the eighth day, because he's a Tuliyom. Tuliyom de Zov is. Is Kesav Dami, so he couldn't. It's impossible for him to come, even into Machta Levia on day 7. So Baya said back to them, the feast for Aska. According to your thought process, the Mashar Mirabraisa Ketzer Hubo Elam Kain Tovel Mibodoyim Vosa Harab Shemesh. That which you argued that the Pusik. It says it has to be Tefillah and Harav Shemesh, otherwise not, because Tulyom Shel Zov is like a Zov, even though he's only going into Matan Leviya, not Matan Shechina, you still need Harav Shemesh, because just like a Zov is also in Matan Leviya, a Tulyom of a Zov is also in Matan Leviya. So you're arguing you're saying this based on not in Sawari, but you're saying based on the Lush of the Pasuk, because the Pasuk before says and he counts 7 days, and that Pasuk it says he goes to the Mikvah, and then the next Pasuk says Mitzahari becomes Tor, and then about the Hashem. That's what the pasuk is teaching me, that he can't come on the by Yom Hashmini. He comes if the Hashem only then and not before. That's what you're touching the psukim. So Gabi Nozer Nami Dixiv Parshas Nosa Gabi Nozer Tami Biyam Azayin Yigalchenu Ubiyam Aches Yibi Beis Surim Beis Beyun Bnei Yonel Kohen Upesuch Amoheid. So, according to your thought process, the pasuk says he only can come on the 8th day to the Pesach Ol Moed. Hakanami Amos, who maybe Kishtabal Harav Shemesh. When should he come? Now, we have the years of the Morab as much as Tavol, but also Harav Shemesh. I'm not sure that always. What does it mean? Does it mean just to be alert? Does it mean also Harav Shemesh? According to your thought process, it should mean Harav Shemesh. But Michdi Shar Nikonor, the Rosh Memheim and Aleph, and mine is placed in Mendal and Beis. Okay. So Shar Nikner is in Matha Leviya. And we're talking about Tumas Meis, not Tumas Tumas Yotzilov Megufoi, which is Mutter in Matha Leviya. V'hasamadi Yevshel Adaktik. So therefore by Nazir, you're forced to understand that the phrase in the Pasuk doesn't mean specifically day 8 as opposed to day 7. Because in day 7 is also Mutter. So therefore by Zov also maybe when it says day 8 it doesn't mean it's opposed to day 7, and really day 7 is Mutter, and the Tuyom of Zov is Mutter in Matan Leviya. Therefore what? Doesn't mean it's not, the point is not because it's also to come until then. Just saying that the proper time they're in the Korban is day 8. So maybe, therefore, Filagabizov, Minolon, Latana, the Osir Likonis. So therefore, how can you be Madaik from this from the Pasuk by Zov that there's an Isha Kanisa on day 7, even after Tvila? Kanisa to the Machta Leviya. That's not true. I can learn the Pasuk the same way I learned by Nozer. It doesn't mean there's an Isha Kanisa. So how do you know that by Zov to learn it means Isha Kanisa? El Rabaya Zadarosh Tuyam the Zov Lav Kazov Tami. Tuyam the Zov Baal Beis Rias Kim the Lav Machusa Kaparahu. So by Zov it doesn't need a carbon. By him, in other words, when he only has two Rias, doesn't need a carbon. So he doesn't need a korban, and then the achash tovah mutali kana is the mat levia. He can go into mat levia after tefila. Ubrai salam yitur the krok daik the urchei the krok limit the vahachi the balef the Hashem. So therefore, the balef the Hashem is not teaching me what you're suggesting. That's not pshat in the pasuk. So to yamim azov is mutter into mat levia, different than azov. Fil hachi the two yamim the zov baal beis rias mutter likanes. The high two yamim the baal gimel rias also likanes. But the zov of the pasuk is also to be nichnas, not because to yom the zov is kazov, because he's a mechusa kapara. Okay. Okay. So we left off the Gemara. Let's pick up that piece of Gemara again. El Rabbi Tuyam Shal Sab is Kazavdam. Alav Kazavdam. According to the gifts of the Russian Tosfos, Alav Kazavdam. If you look, Kiman the Mechusa Kapara Loyal. But so, based on the Pasuk, Tuyam Shal Sab is Alav Kazavdam. But there is a din that he can't go in because he's the Mechusa Kapara. So, where it says, we don't understand that the gifts of the Russian is Rahai, the Math of the let's see. High up the vehicle, but my korile pesach amoyit. So let's think through the pasuk. So the pasuk, it's referring to matlevia. So why is it called pesach amoyit? The Rosh adds the word pesach amoyit into the Gemara. The memra ma hosin mechusa kapora loy ayel. Nami mechusa kapora lo yail. So the pasuk is stressing that just like into the oil moyed, a mechusa kapora can't go in even after the sunset. So even into mat levia also it can't go in. Okay, so just like Hossa, meaning the Machashkina, the Azara, the El Moyed, he can't go in. Even Pesach El Moyed, which is the area in front of the El Moyed, i.e., Mach Levia, he can't go in either. So that's why the Pasuk calls it Pesach El Moyed. And how do we know that he can't go in to Machna Shkina? The Tanya, so the Pasuk says, this is by Parshas Parah, we just read. It says at the end of the parsha, "Tameiya oitu masoi boy." So we darshan tameiya l'rabas tvoyim. That oitu masoi boy l'rabas mechusa kapara. Any person which maintains the tumah still because of the loch that he has to bring a korban until and he didn't bring the korban yet has the same iser kenisa. Just like it says that it's mishkan Hashem tamei. He that going into the Mishkan is going to be Osir. When a person is Tomei, the pasuk ends off Tomei. He will be Tomei. Means even after he goes to the Mikveh, it's still Tomei. That includes Tuyoyim. And then Oitzim Osir says that it's still the tumah is with him even after that. In the case of Mechusa Kapar, so the pasuk is saying the Isra Kanisa into the Mishkan, the Zara, Bituma applies even by Tuyoyim. By Mechusa Kapar. Right. It's Dr. Rush. Time about the vehicle, but my curly pesachomoy, clamor a hard, the pshitale, the tana, the osha, the cutters, the shar nickner, ashayitwe yarm shimshoy, that which he cannot go into by mechusa kapora, he can't go to the shar nickner, which means the mach the via. Until Harav Shemesh, the crocodile, the Mechusa Kapora, So he adds in the sheet the akarkin b'mat l'viya koi b'shar nikner is half b'mat l'viya the b'chusik aporim also the kodos l'mat l'shchina. He can't go l'mat l'shchina. So my currently ol moyed. So why does the pasuk refer to it as ol moyed? It's not ol moyed. The member of my ol moyed mechusik apar lo oil. So it's a limud, just like ol moyed he can't go into. So therefore, al begav the harem shimshar because he's a mechusik apar. So af hasam nami. Now we have the gears to the Gemara. After Machlevia Namim, Pierce Bishar Nikner, so there, the Russians are used to the there meaning Machlevia, there meaning Shar Nikner. Pierce I Machusi Kippurim, Kimon the Loy Harab Shimshoi, Dikatarti, Machusi Kapora, Utul Yoim, Loy Ayo. So he can't go into, so he can't go on day 7. And it's not a Tul Yoim, could go on day 7. But a Tul Yoim who needs a Kippurim, needs a Kippurim. Corbin as well, so he has another layer of tuma that his tuma can't be removed until he brings a Corbin, so he has to wait till day 8. And that's what the post is saying. Just like Ol Moed is also for the Mechusa Kapora, even Pesach Ol Moed is also for the Mechusa Kapora. Who's it to Will Young? How do you know there's an Issa Mechusa Kapora in Machna Shechina? The Tanya, tell me, yeah. Parsha Zoyskukas, Parsha Sporaksi. So tell me, yeah, the Rabbis to Will Young. So also the Kodos of Machna Shechina. To Mosar, the Rabbis Mechusa Kapora, during Zov, Umitzara, Violetis. So these people, which require a korban, shetuma yotza migufa, that the tuma comes, it's generated by their body. The tuma is there, the source of the tuma. The Torah says that these need a, even after tefila, they still need a korban. Those, even after the sun set, and there's no tuyam anymore, but since they still need a korban, they can't go to matzah shkina. So learning from matzah shkina to matzah levi. Not the Mishnah. Taglachas Hatara Ketzer. So what's the taglachas which he does at the end of being a Nazir? So how does that work? How you maybe give a behemoth? You bring three animals. Chatas Arla Bishlamim. So he brings the three animals. A Sheicher is a Shlamim. A Megaleach Aleiach. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So he can shecht the Shlamim, and then he cuts his hair. Rabbi Elazar Omer Lohay Megaleach Ela Alachatas. So know that the halacha is that the Giluach was based on bringing the Korban Chatas, and Shachatas Kedemes B'chol Mokum. The Chatas is brought first, and therefore he brings the Chatas and he cuts his hair. But if he didn't do that order, and he brought either the oil or the shlamim before the chatas, and he cut his hair, it's a valid giluah. Okay, end of that thought. Mishum lel armor, heimbeis gimel behemis will appearish, a real lel chatas, tekarv chatas, loyla tekarv erla, the shlamim tekarv shlamim. So, so the oil has to be it has to be a canvas and it's a zocher. The shlamim can be either zocher or nekeva, but the pasuk over here thinks says nekeva if I call correctly. And a shlamim can be either a zocher or nekeva in general, but over here I think the Torah says specifically It says the keva. So he brings in the keva. It has to be the shlomim, and the osham has to be an ayal, which is an older sheep. All three are sheep, but it has to be a male sheep, which is older. The oyla is a younger, is a kevis. The osham is an ayal, which is a ram, and if it's a young female kibsa, that's the shlomim. Satu Rosh, the Shaykh of the Shlomim with Gilech Aleim. Can be first reward, Mashum the Sea, Mashach to Pesach of Wade. So you bring them, and the Pesach says that he brings them and he shechs them Pesach of Wade. And then he's Megaleach. We keep them Megaleach, Allah Shlomim. So, and the the pasuk says now also mishachta was not the truth. Megillah Chanos Pesach Al Moed. We learn out from the pasuk by Shlomim, which the Torah uses lashon mishachta by Shlomim Pesach Al Moed. We learn out over here when it says Gilach Nazir Pesach Al Moed, it means on the Shlomim, and therefore became the Megaleach al Shlomim. So since the Torah is saying that the Giluach is based on the Shlomim, Dinu Sheikdemu. So therefore, it goes first. Even though the pasuk, when it presents them in the order of the katas first, the erla second, and the shlomim third. But the shlomim is brought first, and then he cuts his hair. Rabbi Lossi says no. Shachatus klem zochom makom erla b'shlomim. So katas goes first. So since we're learning out that one korban is enough to allow him to cut his hair, and chatas always goes first, so chatas should go first, and the giluach should be on the chatas. Melepirish. Normally the owner has to designate what it's for and say this is an Arlo, this is a Shlomim. He doesn't have to do that. So he brought the right animals and he said these are for the Karbonis, and we know that he's a Nazir, he needs these Karbonis. He brought the right animals. So each one is been that he has done a kriya shame. The kibsa and a ruya el lachatus. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. The kibsa is lachatus, the kevis is loyla, and the ayal is the. I think I said osher before. That's by Nazir Tomei. The ayal is the shlomi. Okay. Let's hold it here. I meant chatos.